Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to our series on the signs of the final hour, علامات الساعة. We did begin with the appearance of Dajjal. And in a few ahadith, we mentioned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there wouldn't be just one Dajjal that would appear before the end of times. There would in fact be numerous Dajjals. But the one Dajjal that we were told was going to be there before the end of time is the one that will be destroyed by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And we made mention of the hadith of Ibn Sayyad as well. And there were some of the ulama that were of the opinion that Ibn Sayyad and Dajjal were one, while the majority are of the opinion that indeed Ibn Sayyad was amongst the lesser Dajjals, but not necessarily the greater Dajjal that is going to appear before the end. And there are a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that help us prove this point as well. And amongst those ahadith, one is the hadith of Fatima bint Qais radiyallahu anha. So Fatima bint Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the sister of Dhahhak bin Qais and one of the first muhajirat, one of the first women who had actually performed the hijrah from Mecca to Madinatul Munawwara. The hadith that we have of Fatima bint Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anha helps us understand that perhaps Dajjal is not Ibn Sayyad and that Dajjal is a separate entity or a separate being altogether from Ibn Sayyad. So in a lengthy narration, we'll get to that part of the narration where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam He was told that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told what was encountered by certain companions. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he finished on one occasion his prayer, and after doing so, he sat on the pulpit, and he was smiling. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Everyone should stay in his place." And then he asked the people, "Do you know why it is I have asked you to assemble?" So the people said, "Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger know best. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to the people, "By Allah, I have not gathered you here to give you an exhortation, to give you a warning, but I have kept you here because Tamim ibn al-Dari radiyallahu anhu, who is that companion that was the first to light a lantern in Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam came in and saw it, he made dua for Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu anhu, nawwarta masjidina, you have brought light, nur, to our masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the same." So this Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was once a Christian man, and he had come, he had embraced Islam, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam something which was in line or agreed with that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself had told the people about Dajjal. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "This man, Tamim ibn al-Dari, he came, he embraced Islam, and he told me something which is similar to that which I told you people about Dajjal." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu anhu said to him that he sailed in a ship and with him were 30 men, and they were from the tribes of Banu Lakhm, Banu Judham. And he mentioned that the waves had tossed them about while they were at sea for about a month. And then ultimately they were brought to near an island. And this happens at approximately the time of sunset. So Tamim ibn al-Dari radiallahu anhu told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they made it to this island. And when they made it to the island at around the time of sunset, they land there and they're met by this beast who was so hairy. They describe that they aren't able to tell the front of this beast from its back. When they see it, they ask this beast, "Woe to you, what are you?" So this beast mentioned that, "I am Al-Jassasa." And this is also one of the most often quoted ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when the topic of Dajjal is mentioned. So this beast says, "I am Al-Jassasa." So they said, "What is Al-Jassasa?" So this beast said, "Oh people, listen, go to this man in the monastery. He is very, very eager to know about you." The beast then guides Tamim ad-Dari radiallahu anhu and approximately the 30 or so companions that are with him to go inside the monastery, and there is somebody that is eager there to meet you, to know about you. Tamim said, when this beast named a person to us, we were afraid that it must be a devil. Tamim radiallahu anhu said, we quickly went to the monastery. There we found inside the monastery a huge man. And this man had his hands tied up to his neck. And he had his hands tied up with iron shackles between his legs and up to his ankles. So we said to this man, "Woe to you, who are you?" So this man said to us, "You will soon know about me. Tell me who you are." Tamim radiallahu anhu said, so we began to explain to him that we were people from Arabia and we sailed in a ship, but the waves had been tossing us for about a month. And ultimately, the waves brought us to your island. And then here on the island, we were met by a beast who was so hairy, we could not tell its front from its back. So we asked this beast, "Woe to you, what are you?" And the beast said to us that, "I am Al-Jassasa." Then when we asked, "What is Al-Jassasa?" And then that was when the beast told us to go to this man in the monastery. And this man was very eager to know about us. So we came to you quickly. This is Tamim radiallahu anhu telling this man that Al-Jassasa had guided them to, telling him that we came to you quickly, fearing that it might just be a devil. The man then said, tell me about the date palms of Baisan. We said, what is it that you want to know about the date palms of Baisan? He said, I want to know whether these trees bear fruit or not. So we said, yes. He said, well, soon a time shall come when they will not bear fruit. Okay. He then said, now tell me about Buhayra Tabariya, the lake of Tabariya in Palestine. So we said, what is it that you want to know about the lake of Tabariya? Yes, is there water in this lake? We said, there is still plenty of water in it. He said, soon this lake shall become dry. Then he said, okay, tell me about the spring of Zughar. So we said, what do you want to know about that? He said, is there water in it and does it irrigate the land? We said, yes, there's plenty of water in it. And yes, the people do use it to irrigate the land. He then said, okay, tell me then about the unlettered prophet, An-Nabiyyil Ummi. What has he done? So we said he has left Mecca. He has settled in Yathrib, Medina. Then he asked, do the Arabs fight against him? We said, yes. He said, so how does he deal with them? We told him that the Prophet ﷺ had overcome the Arabs around him and that they had followed him. He asked, has it really happened so that he has overcome them and that they have decided to follow him? We said, yes. He said, then it is better for them to follow him. Now, let me tell you about myself. And he begins. He says, I am the Dajjal, and I will soon be permitted to leave this place. And I shall emerge and travel about the earth. And in 40 nights, I will pass through every single town except Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. For these two cities, they have been forbidden to me. He says, every time I try to enter either of them, Makkah or Madinah, I will be met by an angel bearing an unsheathed sword who will then prevent me from entering those cities. There will be angels guarding them at every passage leading to them. Fatima radiallahu anha, who was the narrator of this hadith, she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after mentioning this entire incident to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum when he had gathered them after leading them in prayer, he was striking the pulpit with his staff, saying, this is Tayyiba. This is Tayyiba. Another name for Madinah al-Munawwara. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the people, he said, have I not told you something like this? In other words, similar to what Tamim ibn Dari radiallahu anhu had mentioned to me. So the people said, yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I liked the account that was given to me by Tamim because it agrees with that which I have told you about the Dajjal and about Mecca and Medina. Indeed, he is in the Syrian Sea or the Yemen Sea. And then he said, no. On the contrary, he is in the east. He is in the east. And the Prophet ﷺ then pointed towards the east. Fatima radiallahu anha said, I memorized this from the Prophet ﷺ. In other ahadith, we will find also a description of the havoc that he will wreak in the earth when the Dajjal finally appears. But stay tuned, inshallah. We will continue in the following episode with more on the Dajjal. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.